There we go. Did you see, Schultz, that they're going to do two more seasons of Mad Men and then they're done?
I did see that. Yeah, that's great. Just like Lost. Just say 6 years and we're done.
Enough's enough.
Pretty smart.
And then the new season starts in July.
We'll have to get a new theme song by then, I guess.
Right.
Okay.
Here's hoping.
Yeah.
You're going to eat during the segment?
No, I'm just getting them. I'm just seeing what we got.
What do you got?
Sausage burritos.
Nice. Well, that's fantastic.
Well done, guys.
He's going to... You watch. Halfway through our segment, he'll be over there eating.
It'll get cold.
We'll look over there.
Come on.
Darren was really quiet when Mike was on. What's going on? He's sitting there eating a burrito.
Burrito. Okay. No offense.
So, let's talk about this movie, Kick-Ass, because a friend of mine said that she would have rather been punched in the face for 2 hours than see the movie.
It's
she wished
pretty
that she
abusive.
Was getting beat up because she just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
when I went to Rotten Tomatoes, half of the reviews were, again, that this is a brilliant piece of film work, and half of them are that it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And your review that I read at rcreader.com says bad.
Yeah, I'm going bad on that. Yeah. I can see that. I mean, it's well made, for sure, and it's got some really smart stuff, and it's got moments that are entertaining, but it's such a botched... There's so much going on that they could have dealt with that they don't. I mean, you got Chloe, who's fabulous, of course, and Nicolas Cage is her dad, and there's this really... really interesting, sick, twisted relationship with this guy who's teaching his 11-year-old kid to hack off limbs and heads and be kind of cool about it, you know? There's really, and they're both playing it for kind of psychological, you know, complexity, and it's like, oh, that's interesting. But the movie isn't interested in that at all. They just, it's like, let's cheer when Chloe kicks some ass, basically. Uh-huh. Her fights are underscored to the banana splits theme. So it's like, obviously, they want you to laugh at her cutting off heads and limbs, and I'm just going, get that chick to a therapist.
Yeah.
She's screwed forever. Uh-huh. But the movie is not interested in dealing with that at all. It kind of sets itself off as subversive, and then it kind of just pisses it away. It's too bad. There you go. That's Chloe kicking ass. Yeah.
I like that idea a lot.
And what's the other song? Joan Jett, the theme song from Freaks and Geeks.
Bad Reputation.
Bad Reputation. Yeah. There you go. That's another one that's underscored. And so it's like, it's asking the audience to cheer on this little girl as she commits these kind of heinous acts, and I'm going, this isn't cool.
Does it attempt to be funny at all?
Yeah, it's all supposed to be funny.
It's
all meant to be funny. I just didn't think it was funny. It's like I got the joke. I just didn't think the joke was entertaining. It's just kind of a repugnant little movie. Yeah, I thought it was gross.
But a lot of people love it.
A lot of people loved it. Man, the people in the audience were cheering.
Were they?
Screaming. You bet. They had a blast.
Yeah. Okay, so what is the most polarizing movie... I take it this is probably the most polarizing movie in quite some
Certainly
time.
Certainly in a while, yeah.
What would compare to it?
Passion of the Christ, maybe? I don't know.
It's that polarizing.
That's another one that I watched and just went, what the hell is going on here? This is just nauseating.
And again, the violence that got to you on that one, too.
Yeah,
right?
The big thing that I'm hearing what a lot of people are upset about with Chloe's involvement, of course, is she utters the C word, both C words, actually. And the F word gets a little bit of play. And I think that's riling people up a little bit more than the violence, but the violence.
Girl doing it or whatever.
Yeah, the violence really bothered me. I mean, she seems like a smart kid, and she seems like, you know, she'll be fine the way Jodie Foster did when she did like Taxi Driver and stuff. It's like I'm not worried about her sanity, but I was worried about the character's sanity for sure. And trying to kill all the
interest for me. You, even though you know these are imaginary people, you sat there and were concerned.
There's really no fun in watching an 11-year-old girl get beaten the hell out of. There's just
but the fact that you felt something for this person, I think. Speaks to it being a good movie.
Well, maybe.
An effective movie?
Yeah.
I'll grant you that.
It's effective.
Absolutely.
If not
But just because it's effective doesn't mean it's necessarily enjoyable.
Well,
or,
I guess.
Or, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, because Passion of the Christ, too, is something I watched and went, okay, well, I feel his pain, but I'm not having a good time at all.
Well, I can't imagine too many people came out of that going, that was fantastic.
I don't know. They were in a different way.
Now that's
we have to watch that every Easter.
That is a real good popcorn movie.
Let's bring the kids, honey. Yeah, it's...
Not since Jerry Seinfeld was making out at Schindler's List has there been such an inappropriate...
Right.
Man.
Okay, so
I get why people like it.
How did it do?
It did okay.
It was the number one movie, but not just big box office, barely, though.
I thought the Dragon movie beat it.
No, because they ended up adjusting and getting the actual receipts, and it just barely was the number one movie last week. Well, yeah.
And well, then I guess people will have to make up their own mind.
So, Kick-Ass, you're not recommending.
Nah, I wasn't a fan.
What else did you see?
Death at a Funeral.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was fine, except that, of course, I just saw it 2 years ago. I mean, it's a remake of a movie that came out in 2007, and so I saw it on DVD, I think, about a year and a half ago.
So the first
and
one better?
It's the exact same script. It's the same screenwriter. It's almost word for word with a few improvs here and there. So I thought it was fine. It was well done.
It's just a carbon copy.
I just didn't. Yeah. But it's nice that you got Martin Lawrence being kind of subtle for a change, and Chris Rock was actually really good.
He doesn't dress up like a giant lady.
Yeah, right. So grateful for small favors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was pleasant. It was all right.
It's all right, yeah.
And yesterday I saw Oceans for Earth Day. I thought I would go and see Oceans.
Oh, yeah, right.
Now, is this a Putnam movie?
This isn't. This is over at the other two Cineplexes instead. Yeah, it's just 90 minutes of being underwater and hanging with fish.
Okay.
Good times. Yeah. It's pleasant. It's good for kids. It's a nice, kind of cool, educational look at the weird things under the sea movie. So, yeah, it was all right.
So Oceans is the one you're recommending the most.
I'd go Death at a Funeral a little bit more just because it's 90 minutes of Oceans is a little bit much.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 70 would have been fine. 90 was like, all right, it's beautiful and it's vast. Yeah. Got it.
We get it. Covers 3/4 of the earth. We get it.
And I'm seeing all 3/4 of it. Yeah. It was all right.
We got two new movies opening up in theaters around the Quad Cities this weekend, beginning with The Backup Plan. Jennifer Lopez, tired of waiting for Mr. Right, gets pregnant on her own, only to meet the man of her dreams the very same day. That's J-Lo. Here's a clip.
That's badass.
The Backup Plan.
Did you buy a new dress for our date tonight?
Don't flatter yourself.
I'll take that as a yes.
I guess you'll never know.
I guess not. Except you left the price tag on.
What?
Allow me.
You know, I've had this dress for a long time. It's just I haven't worn it yet, so... Why the tag's still on. You're not that special.
It could be the hormones talking.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Suddenly being underwater for 90 minutes doesn't seem like such a bad idea.
Or underground.
No.
Maybe that's a better idea. Getting mackled would be a better
idea. Barbara Ann Mackle.
You're better off with the Hong Kong flu being... buried alive.
I saw a preview for this about 3 months ago and just wanted to kill myself already. It was like, really? Well, I thought we were done with J-Lo in romantic comedies. Didn't that end like 8 years ago?
She's got it all. A great career, but no man. So she made a baby on her own. But then she meets Mr. Right.
I wonder if
that's J-Lo.
Now, I wonder, does she make the baby on her own the same way that Glenn Close did in Garp?
It's a terrifying reference, but a good one. Oh,
also opening today, we've got The Losers.
He was a brain dead soldier.
An elite U.S. Special Forces unit betrayed and left for dead makes plans to even the score. Am I wrong? Is this another one of these graphic novels
come to life?
It's
another graphic novel come to life.
Enough with the graphic novels.
Yeah.
But is everyone, Mickey Spillane?
That's not a graphic novel. That's an actual novel.
It's a subtle difference.
He didn't write graphic novels?
No.
No.
Okay.
They were well,
graphic
no, they
things
really
happened
graphic.
To them, but
yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah. Not so much.
Here's a clip from The Losers, which again is in Quad City Theaters today.
All right, look. We're not going anywhere until you two squash this.
We are on a schedule here. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, we're on a schedule.
Was that Forrest?
What are you doing?
Roke, I'm sorry I hit you in the face.
That was good. That was good. Roke.
Clay, I'm sorry I threatened to cut your head off.
Very good. Wow. Don't you two feel so much better?
No.
Seems
What's
like
this
a...
called? That was the most interesting clip. ever for a violent
What's
graphic
it called?
Novel
The movie
adaptation.
Is called The Losers. I mean, it looks like there's a lot of explosions, a lot of cool stuff getting blown up. So.
Some good people in it, too, I think, right? Zoe Saldana
let's
and
see,
Columbus
Chris, I got Chris Evans, Zoe Saldana, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that last one is.
No, no, I'm always weary of I'm always weary of people with three first names.
That's a good rule.
One of my rules.
It's actually a good one.
Makes me a little nervous. Well, there you go. That's what you got in store for this weekend at Quad City Theaters. He's Mike Schultz from the River City's Reader. Mike, as always, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Mike. My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
And we can read your reviews online at rcreader.com.
In fact, please do.
And is there a paper coming out this week?
There will be a paper version, next week, as a matter of fact.
Every Wednesday, everywhere.
Every Thursday, everywhere now.
When did that change?
Beginning of the year, maybe December? I don't know. It's been a while.
Every Thursday, everywhere.
There you go.
All right. He's Mike Schultz. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.